Okay, so continuing the middle of this, Shachaz the Mishnah. Shachaz the Mishnah again.
Shalosh
Avarim, Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim, Yivein Tukurayim. 1, 2, 3. In between 1 and 2 is one pot. In between 2 and 3 is a second pot.
There is a pot. Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim,
Shalosh Avarim. No, not a pot, two ovens. In between 1 and 2 is one oven. In between 2 and 3 is another kira.
Kira and kira.
Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim, Shalosh Avarim. Nit meis achas min achitzoyna. Let's say one achas min achitzoyna, one of the outer ones became tameya. How did the outer one become tameya? Because there's a dead sheretz in between 1 and 2. So there is this moment in time. This one is tameya. This one is tahira.
Right.
And this stone is ha'em tzois, the middle stone. What's the halacha with regard to the middle stone? Hamisha meshes satameya, half the stone that serves the first stone tameya. Hamishameshes hatahira, half the stone that's the tahira is tahira. Good.
Right.
Next, nitla hatahira. Let's say the tahira has been removed. We take the stone away. So what happens now? The entire middle stone huchlato ha'imtzos. The middle stone has been designated a tameya. It has been designated to the tameya, and the entire middle stone is tameya.
Okay. Now we say.
That's the previous case.
Nitla ha'tahira. The tahira is taken away. Go ahead.
Yeah. The middle stone has been designated.
Good.
Nitla ha'tahira. Let's say this stone has been taken away. The middle stone has been designated la tahira, and the male of the entire middle stone is tar.
Correct. Of course, the left stone.
The left stone of the sure is tar, but now even the 50% that until now was tameh becomes tar. Nitmu shtayim hachitzaynos. Let's say all three are tameh because there's a dead sheretz in between 1 and 2, and between 2 and 3 there's another dead sheretz. Okay, let's make believe there are two dead sheretz. So what's halacha? If the middle stone was very large, like in this case, 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Dead sheretz here, dead sheretz there. But it's very large. We only give 3 etzbos from the tip, from here from the tip to here, and the middle part of the stone is tall. We give this stone enough space to put a pot down, mikan. Ulzo to this stone kidei shvisa mikan. The ashar in the middle part is tar. Let's say the middle stone was kitana like this, then the entire stone is tame.
Right.
Next case. Nitla hoim tsois. We have three middle little stones, and we take away the middle stone.
Good.
We take it away. Nitla hoim tsois. Im yachol lishpois alecha yeregidol. If we're able to go and put upon the yeregidola, then we take away the middle stone, you can go put upon a big pot from here to here. Tameya. Then both stones are tameya. Let's say not. Tahira. If I can put a pot from here to here, tell me if I can't now. Well, let's say I try to reinstate it. Hechzira.
Right.
I take this and I put it back in the middle.
Right.
Tahira, doesn't make a difference. Mercha betit.
Good.
If I put it back in the middle and I cement it, I take the cement.
Yeah.
Then the kabelas tumah, it will be makabel tumah when? Mishiyasikena kedei levashal alecha esabeitza. It will only be makabel tumah if after you use it for the very first time. That's it. Full Mishnah. Vayta. Shnei avanim hashasan kira v'nitmu, two stones.
Right.
They made v'nitmu when they became tamei. And they became tamei. Here they are. Well, let's listen to the words. Shnei avanim hashasan kira v'nitmu. Somach lezo even achas mikan lezo even achas mikan chetzir shel zo tmeya v'chetzir tahira v'chetzir zo tmeya v'chetzir zo tahira nidlu tahira schozru ilu tumasin. So here's the case. Let's take a look. Here's the case. You start with two stones. Stone one and stone two. Havon kulam tmeya. This simple case. You have a dead sheretz, two stones, it's tame. Now, what do I do? I add to the ground this stone and this stone. So now I've gone from one oven to three ovens. Until now I only had one oven. Now, because I have two more stones, I have oven one, oven two, oven three. Automatically, since now these middle stones, these stones, are now also going to serve a stone here and a stone there, half the tumor disappears. Good? Let's say I then take this away. I take away this stone. I take away this stone. Then the tumah is reinstated, and they both become tamei entirely. That's all it says. Great. Let's see inside again. Shtei avonim shason kira. Two stones. Shason kira. They made into a kira. V'nitmu, and they both become tamei because the dead sherets. Now samach lezo even achas mikan. I put near it one stone mikan, ulazon for this one, even achas mikan. So what is the halacha? Chetzio shel zo tameya, half of this one is tameya, the chetzio of tahara. This part is tameh, this part is tar. The chetzio shel zo tameya, half of the stone is tameya, the chetzio of tahara. Nitlu tahara is if I neg, why? Because now each stone is now serving this stone, this stone.
Right. So when you take away the stone again, yeah.
But now, nidlu to hoyos, if I take the stone away, both I take the stone away, yeah. Either or, I mean, yeah. Then what happens? Chazu elu to masan.
Yeah, but we said, it's going back in chazu that we had before already. But,
right, it's, yeah. Right, it's but a similar case.
It doesn't say the case where you just take one away.
Right, take both take away.
One, yeah, if you take both away, so then both of them come tummy again.
Right.
But if you would take one away,
then what halacha? Then this one will become tummy, and this one will be 50-50. We remain 50-50. Okay, let's see inside. Son of Zo Evan Achas Mukan. The name is Achshav Shalosh Kiros. You have three pots. One, two, three different stoves.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Nimsu Achshav Shalosh Kiros. So I'm sorry, it's tameya. The middle one is tameya. The achit soyna is tahara. These two are tameya. The other ones are tahara. Therefore, the two middle stones, chetzi shel zo v'chetzi shel zo, tar, shemishamesh to tar. So 50% of this one is tar, 50% of this one is tar, because zing mishamesh this one, and the middle half is tamei. Nidlu hachitzaynais. If we take away the outer ones, chazju emtsiyos l'tumasan, the middle ones become 100% tar. Kibetchilu v'kulum tameis sharei ein kan mishmush mishamish tar. Because no one is now serving an oven that's tar. Now they become 100% tamei. That's the Gatz Mishnah.
Beautiful.
Let's chazju over the time. Let's chazju both mishnais. Nachmal very quickly. Shtal javanim, three stones. Shasan shtei kirayim, three stones which make two kirayim. One kira, another kira. Achas menachit soina. Achas menachit soina. Achas menachit soina.
Nitmeis.
Achas menachit soina. One of them becomes tamei. The outer kira becomes tamei. So what? The outer kira. There's a kira here and a kira here. So what's the halacha? Nitmeis achas menachit soina. So is the middle stone. Hameshamesh sa tamei tamei. The middle stone, 50% of the middle stone becomes tameya. Hameshamesh es hatochara tohara. 50% of the middle stone that is serving the Torah is tohara. Nitlo hatohara. Let's say the tohara is taken away. Hochluto ha'im tzoiz la tameya. The entire middle stone now has been designated for the tameya, and the entire middle stone becomes tameya. Nitlo hatameya. If the tameya becomes taken away, the middle stone now has been designated to the Tahara. Good? Nitmu shtaim hachitzaynos. If both become tamei,
right.
Im hois sohim tzois gedoyla, if it's a very large stone,
right.
Nois l'zok de shafisa, mikan, l'zok de shafisa, mikan, the ashar tar, we give three etzbos to this, three etzbos to this, and the middle part is tar.
Right.
Let's say the middle stone is very small, hakol tamei, then the entire middle stone is tamei. Let's say we take away the middle stone. If we take away the middle stone and the gap between one and three is enough where you can put a large pot, then tamei. But let's say it's not, it's too much, you can't put a pot from here to here, then everything is tar. Herzira, if we put the middle stone back in the middle, and merchabitit, and we cement it, then the Kabbalah's Tumah only when you use it for the first time. That's when it's going to be reinstated, it's going to once again have be settled in the Kabbalah Tumah. Shtevarim Shasam Kira Kira. Next case, two stones are made into a Kira. 1, 2. And then, so they're both 100% Tameh. Samach Lozo Evan. Achas Mikan. Lozo Evan Achas Mikan. Chetzio Shalzo Tameh of Chetzio Tahara. So 50% is Tameh and 50% is Tar. Chetzio Shalzo Tameh of Chetzio Tahara. Chetzio Shalzo Tameh of Chetzio Chetzio Shalzo Tameh of Chetzio Tahara. Chetzio Shalzo Tameh of Chetzio Tahara. Nilu Tahara, take away the Tahara. You take away the Tahara. Chazru Eilu Tumas, they become 100% Tameh. Okay. We finished the parak. Good.
Yeah, but the question is that once that tamei, right? How can you just say that because I put a stone here that's
the chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Because since right now it's like a netitza, it's like you've destroyed it. Since now it has a new function, it becomes tar. That's exactly the chiddush.
Yeah.
That's exactly the chiddush. All right.